Janet Hoff in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast, scattered evening thunderstorms, a low of 67. The Kenosha woman accused of killing her two children is now facing six felony charges. 34-year-old Lucia Hernandez-Alvarez was formally charged today with two counts each of first-degree intentional homicide, false imprisonment, and administering a stupefying drug. She will return to court next week for a preliminary hearing on the charges. Alvarez is accused of forcing her two children, aged 1 and 3, to drink liquid pain relievers, then smothering them with plastic and pillows early last Saturday morning. She then allegedly tried to take her own life, leaving a journal outlining what she had done. The children's father found them dead when he returned home from work. Alvarez remains in the Kenosha County Jail on a $5 million bond. An armed robbery was reported at the Rogan Shoe Store on Rapids Drive in Racine about 12:40 this afternoon. A man reportedly displayed a gun and demanded money from the manager. He was gone when police arrived. No one was injured. Wisconsin's unemployment rate fell in August.
Figures released by the State Department of Workforce Development show Wisconsin had a seasonally adjusted jobless rate last month of 4.5%. That's down 1/10 of a point from July and 6/10 of a percent below the national rate for August of 5.1%. DWD estimates there were 7,200 private sector jobs created last month. Andrew Beckett, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The state superintendent is going after Republicans who want to make the position an appointee of the governor. During today's annual State of Education speech, Superintendent Tony Evers called the proposal an attack on democracy. He also said politicizing education undermines students. State GOP leaders introduced a proposed amendment to the state constitution this week that would give the governor the power to choose the superintendent. The ad hoc committee looking at creating a new school district in Caledonia, Mount Pleasant, and Sturtevant held an initial discussion with the president of the Wisconsin Taxpayers Association last night, looking at what might be included in a study of the proposal and how much that study would cost. WisTax did a study in 2008 for Caledonia during an earlier discussion about breaking away from Racine Unified. Todd Berry said historically similar studies have concentrated on the financial aspects of breaking away. And as to the cost of the study, Berry said, it depends on what the committee decides it will involve.
When we do write a proposal and it has costs listed, we typically quote that as a not to exceed, because we know that elected officials are immediately going to be blamed if it's $7 over what you said it was going to be. So, we absolutely stick to a not to exceed number.
Perry said he should be able to get back to the committee with some cost figures in a few weeks before budget deliberations get underway. Earlier this year, American Tower Corporation proposed a 150-foot cell phone tower for the Piper Farm site along Lathrop Avenue, which drew negative reaction from the owner of the historic Clinkert Barn across the way, Mount Pleasant. So ATC will now place a 160-foot tall tower next to Treasures Media along Chicory Road, the site plan supported by the Village Plan Commission. Development Director Logan Martin explained how negative reaction to the Lathrop site got American Tower looking for an alternate location. Mark Ninneman, representing American Tower, admitted the original proposal did not consider the Clinkert Barn in historic context until an objection was raised.
When I was looking at the site, it looked like an old barn, but it turns out it's so old it's historical. Been working with the State Historical Society to try and resolve that. They did find that because it's within a half mile of the Clinkert Barn, a historical property, that the visual impact would be a negative visual impact.
The closest home is over 500 feet away, and trustee Rick McCluskey, who lives not far from Treasures Media, said he didn't think he'd be able to see the tower. Racine County's new clerk of courts, Sam Christensen, took the oath of office this afternoon during a ceremony on the fourth floor at the courthouse. Christensen was deputy clerk and administrative deputy and chosen by the county's judges to replace the late Rose Lee. The ceremony also focuses attention on this being Juror Appreciation Month. Christensen, in a news release, says over 10,000 Racine County citizens took time out of their busy lives last year to exercise their civic duty, and in his words, "We understand the burden that it sometimes entails." Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.